Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, Pete Newcomb, a.k.a. Paul Revere Rides at WordPress.com. Today is a few minutes past 10. It's December 13th, Thursday. And this morning I want to spend just a little time going over the looming epic struggle that's currently going on in the Congress that has been loosely coined the financial cliff. At issue is whether the Republican-dominated House of Representatives will steadfastly insist on significant cuts in both Social Security and or Medicare and Medicaid in exchange for their support for higher taxes for the top 2% of the wage earners in this country. Whether President Obama will refuse that trade-off and insist on dealing with a debt ceiling crisis on its own merits, basically protecting the good faith and credit of the USA, this remains to be seen. But from all accounts and his recent statements, it indicates that he is pretty much in line to do follow through on those public statements. He has stated publicly just recently that any suggestions by the Republican-dominated House of Representatives to couple increases in the tax rate to the top 2% of wage earners with significant cuts in entitlement programs such as Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid are strictly off the table. That remains to be seen whether he will actually stay that course. It is my belief that he will. The election results in November the 6th certainly were very encouraging, and they were broad-based enough. He won almost every single swing state, save one, that was North Carolina, and he garnered more than 50% of the popular vote, and he completely had a commanding and sizable lead in the Electoral College. Electoral College vote, 332 to 206. So I think the White House feels that they have the mandate that they need to pursue over the next 4 years pretty much what they campaigned on. And first and foremost, President Obama spent the entire campaign, the general election campaign, first and foremost insisting on allowing the current low tax rates for the top 2% to allow those to expire at the end of this year, December 31st, while keeping the rates currently for the rest of the country, the 98%, where they are at present. So this is where we find ourselves now, on December the 13th, with 18 days remaining in the year. And on the surface, to this broadcaster, it just looks like a Mexican standoff with virtually no way at all out of this morass. And just to make things worse, the Republican House leader, John Boehner of Ohio, has to deal with upwards of 80 Republican House members who are literally pledged to uphold the Tea Party demands, including keeping the tax hikes, the tax rates for the top 2% where they are presently. They will not in any way, shape, or form agree to any increases in the tax rates on the top 2%. One suggestion, however, that has been floated around recently is to perhaps postpone these tax hikes on the top 2% of the wage earners in this country until perhaps later on in 2013, until the efforts to restructure the tax code, I guess one would phrase it, could take place. This would entail eliminating many popular standard deductions, however, that are enjoyed by the vast majority of the people, the middle class. Things such as the mortgage payments people make on their house, or state income tax payments that they pay each and every year. Those are two very big income tax write-offs. They would be possibly eliminated. Those are extremely broad-based, enjoyed by the great bulk of the taxpaying public, and I don't think they would take too kindly if they were suddenly taken off the table. This suggestion, however, in this broadcaster's opinion, is merely a ploy by the Republicans just to simply buy time until the 2014 off-year elections, where they can once again raise this issue just for sheer political gain. They think that they can stave off any action by the president for another year and then campaign in 2014 on this very issue, that they can perhaps increase their numbers in the House and maybe even in the Senate. But there's only one thing wrong with this approach. There's a fly in the ointment here, folks, because most polls have shown that most Americans, and by a healthy margin, actually approve of higher taxes on the rich, the top 2%. The Republicans in Washington, it appears, are just simply talking to and amongst themselves. I mean, in Peoria, in places elsewhere around this country, the votes are already in. There is just too much genuine broad support for President Obama's decision to allow the tax cuts for the top 2% to expire on December 31st while maintaining the current rates for the rest of us, the 98%. It looks like this will be an extremely contentious holiday season in the nation's capital. I simply don't harbor any illusions about the likely prospects for avoiding this fiscal crisis, the so-called financial cliff. There's only 18 days left in this year, and from all things so far, things don't look very promising for any immediate resolution of this issue before January 1st. I think it's unfortunately, we have a weak leader in the House of Representatives, John Boehner. He has never been a leader. He sort of cobbles things together, but he is so imbued with the idea of small government himself that he simply doesn't have enough fire in the belly to literally round up these Tea Party members within his own party, and there are at least 80 or 85 of these individuals in the House of Representatives that are steadfastly committed to maintaining Tea Party purity. They will not entertain any idea for any tax increase under any circumstances. So I think Mr. Boehner might have to consult with Nancy Pelosi on some pragmatic ways of working around this. There's certainly enough members within the Republican Party in the House, enough members to join with the Democrats to certainly form a majority. But it's going to take John Boehner. He's going to have to shift from his current position, which is mainly tinkering with the tax code, and come up with something that's truly revenue-oriented. And his initial offer of last week of $800 billion in new revenue is simply not nearly enough. I think he did offer something 2 days ago, and it was reported it was closer to $1.6 trillion. That may or may not be exact involved tax hikes, but the number sounds right. It's in the right neighborhood. It's just a question of whether this is, in fact, in line with President Obama's increase in revenues and not just merely some way to $1.6 trillion in tax write-offs, elimination of tax write-offs. got to be increased revenue increases. Otherwise, President Obama will not sign off on it, and we'll be stuck with where we are now, at a stalemate, at a snail's pace. Basically, a stalemate at a snail's pace. It does not bode well for the country. And all I can say is the president does have the 14th Amendment, and it does mention the full faith and credit clause there that no debts incurred by the United States shall be, quote, questioned, unquote. That has been interpreted by most constitutional scholars as given the supreme power to the federal government to decide on this particular issue. There should not be even a debt ceiling. That's more or less oxymoronic. The good faith and credit of this country should not be questioned, and therefore it should not be constricted by an artificial construct, i.e. the debt ceiling. It's an artificial construct. It is not to be found in anywhere in the Constitution. In no way, in no shape, in no language can you find anywhere mentioned in the Constitution the idea or notion of a debt ceiling. It simply is not there. So basically, I think we're going to be seeing over the next 18 days thereabouts an awful lot of political maneuvering and gamesmanship, possibly more press conferences. But at this point in time, I think this country is between a rock and a hard place. And basically, it all boils down to John Boehner and whether he can lead the House of Representatives to the other side, which would be called sanity. Right now, he's dealing with insanity within his own ranks, and I do not envy his position. I can only hope he has enough insight into his other members who are more moderate, even if they're small in numbers, together with the 194 Democrats currently, if they could come up with 50 or 60 Republicans on the Republican side, that would constitute a majority. Actually, all they would need would be perhaps 18 plus 6. They would need 25 Republicans to join the 194 Democrats to get to 218, the magic number needed to constitute a majority in the House. This is something that conceivably is doable. But whether John Boehner has enough left in the gas tank to pursue this course remains to be seen. So that is it. I'm going to cut this first broadcast short. And I leave it up to you to feel free to send me any replies through my email, through Paul Revere Rides, .wordpress.com, pbnukem@gmail.com, or you can also send me in any other way, shape, or form. Thank you, and it's 10:17 a.m. I'm signing off. This is Pete Nukem, a.k.a. Paul Revere Guy at wordpress.com. Welcome to the maiden broadcast of Rough Riders Radio. Thank you, and good morning.